again.
Hi. Illusion. Welcome to Spooky Ween.
Ween.
Spooky Ween.
Here we are. Well, I'm making a better podcast than other people.
Oh my gosh, this is a podcast?
Yeah.
Breathe it in.
I'm making better podcasts than other people, so let's get started. Today is Halloween.
Is it live?
Who do we have here? You have a podcast, you record it, and then you post it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why it was timing it.
Yes. Okay, so now that we got that covered, how's everyone's spooky ween?
My spooky ween has been really good. I saw approximately 3 kids, and we still have 3 pounds of candy left.
Wow. I'm not planning on giving any more to anyone.
Bro, where's the candy?
It looks like there's...
I have a bump right here. What is it?
Probably a tick.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's not how you use flashlight. I'm hearing a wagon. Oh, just kidding. It's not a wagon. It's a trash can. Someone's evicting my house, which... Not real excited about that.
Rape!
Why?
In the picture.
Wait.
Okay, what are we talking about today, people?
Not really.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, they don't really care to be in this.
I care to be
in it. Actually looks like there's an actual fire across the street. That's not good. Here we have Zinnia the dog. Zinny! Come here!
No, it's
Ian. Nope, she didn't bark. Okay. Moving on. Yeah, we can't talk about weed.
Jeez, we are
really not?
No, I don't care.
Can we actually talk about something crazy I started watching again? Okay, what? So you know how I hated The Handmaid's Tale because it was like...
Yes. Do you like The Handmaid's Tale now?
No, I don't like it. I just think it's fascinating. But I don't like it.
Well, yeah. Well, no one likes the idea of that.
So, like,
but I like how it's put together.
And like, I forced myself to watch like the first 3 episodes.
That's where Ian is. Oh.
It gets once you get to like the 5th and 6th episode, it's so like, it's so interesting.
Yeah, I like, just watched the part where she like had sex with the like driver or whatever.
Yeah.
I forget what his name is. It's not important. I think he's kind of gross, but.
You think the driver is the one who lives on the property in that tiny little house?
Yeah, because he's always like, she's dangerous. Like, I'm mysterious. Like, I just don't think it's cute. But
no.
He's trying to pull some like bad boy. BS.
No, I like him. And do you see, though, like, whenever they,
and
like...
And she's like, are you an I? And he goes, yes. But if he was an I, then she would already be in trouble. So is he just trying to, like, spook her or something?
Oh, God. Okay. Do I look like
that's
a...
really cute.
Can I see? Wow, that's me in my true form.
It's just a little garbage, because he's like... He's like,
Oh, I thought he was gonna do
that. What is her name? Olfgen?
Mm-hmm.
The one who is Roy Gilmore.
Okay.
He's like, she's dangerous. But then he, like, doesn't say anything else.
No, I like him because... Did you get to the part where he has to marry someone?
No.
Oh, well, spoiler.
Bruh.
No, but he has to marry, like, he really wanted... no, I don't want to spoil it, but I'm going to anyway. No, why? Okay, so that guy, whatever, it's been a long time since I finished it. But he has to marry someone, and, like, he had to marry, like, a 14-year-old girl. And, like, for weeks, he thought it was so wrong, but he had to do it, or he's gonna, you know, get hanged or whatever.
So then what happened? And so, stop thinking it was wrong?
No. He, like, the girl's like, well, I want to start a family because that's what I'm told. And he's, like, holding it off as long as he can, but then she's like, well, I think there's something wrong with you and I'm gonna tell or something. And so they had to have the ceremony and they lay this weird blanket on her with one single hole in it. It's so weird.
That's terrible. I can't. Like,
no.
14?
No, but... Yeah, he was, like, so grossed out by it. Like, at least, okay, but at least he's grossed out by it. But anyway, the girl ends up with a guy her age, one of the guards at the house the girl ends up with and, like, runs away and they both get killed since they committed adultery because she was married.
You are spoiling.
Well, I thought that you wanted to know, so.
Okay, maybe I do.
Yeah.
I post twice.
But yeah, it was crazy.
Well,
because it's 2 videos long.
Yes, it's crazy.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god. You're just
no, it's good.
Gross.
Like, no, he's not, though. When you figure... Okay.
My mom...
The guy,
I mean,
you're I talking... Just, we're talking about the same person who lives in that little about, tiny house.
Nick, okay. And he, like,
yes.
has curly hair.
Yes. He's... No. You'll find out, like, he's
okay.
a good
You know
guy.
What irritates me the most about that show, though?
What?
It's like, okay, I know she's supposed to be, like, meek and, like, timid and, like... Like, pause before she speaks. But if anyone asks her a question and they're like, how was your day? And she's like...
She literally got good. Stolen. Like, she has to think before she says something or
know,
she'll get in trouble.
It's, like, entertainment value. If they... I know hesitance is part of her abuse or whatever, and that's accurate, but...
Yeah. No, but
like,
I...
I'm watching a show, and the only reason that every episode is 50 minutes long is because they have 10 minutes of her being silent, waiting for a new question.
Yeah. Guys, no, that show's so good. I like it.
I think it's good.
I mean, I hate the concept. I hate the concept, but like,
she's
yeah.
Like
what
slithering.
If that? What if that actually happened?
If that actually happened, well then I don't gotta worry about it.
Look,
like,
look.
Why?
Look at the back of my phone. It's
why?
Supposed...
No, you would be used.
Are you talking about sex slaves?
It's kind of what it is.
Oh,
yes.
You gotta have children.
Look at the back of my phone case.
No, I. If
you
someone
what,
forced,
you know what used to be there.
If someone forced me to do that, like,
yeah.
I would definitely...
You know why I ripped it? No, it's not
end,
there, Haley.
End myself.
Haley, it's
like,
not there.
What,
yeah.
what happened to
you? I ripped it off.
Why?
Because I got mad at Overwatch.
Oh
wait, what did you rip
Alex,
off?
My pop socket, because I got mad at Overwatch.
Alex,
well, at least it's not Fortnite.
Not,
I can't
not
stand that godforsaken game.
Okay, I hated Fortnite, like, actually... But
and
then I, like,
it.
Started playing it, and I was like, wait, this is kind of fun. Like, you definitely shouldn't be obsessed with it, because it's not worth it, but...
No, I wanted
fun.
To play with you. I can maybe play with you tonight. It just depends how long I do English takes. I know math won't take a while.
You got... Oh
don't go
gosh.
Pee.
You really do homework for so long.
Are you kidding? It's only 8 o'clock. It feels like it's a million o'clock.
Honestly, my parents are probably going to tell me to leave in 15 minutes, and I'll have it, and I'll just do my math homework and study all tomorrow.
Wow.
Feel how much
I'm so glad I am not in high school
okay.
anymore.
I'm just gonna zip her up
graduating
I would
was
have,
a relief.
But I don't have a coat.
Even though I sound like I'm 12,
okay,
but that's
okay, baby.
That's
here,
fine. I also
do you
look 12.
Zip it up and we put her in the top.
No. What are you doing with my dog?
I'm zipping her up in my coat.
Oh, that phone's done for.
It's not a phone. It was dust. Oh. Oh, my phone already has cracks. Do you need me to help you zip it?
I was like, if that was your phone, it's done.
This is like. Pine Grove Furnace round 2.
Wait, what's your favorite Halloween movies?
Oh,
my favorite Halloween movie, I love The Conjuring.
I was gonna, I'm so stupid.
Blah, The Conjuring.
Okay, it's like basic, but also like it's just a good scary movie.
I need my hook.
Mine's Children of the Corn, and then Children of the Corn, The Final Sacrifice or whatever it is. Because they're so, like, terribly made and the acting's awful.
Where
that's why
it?
I like it.
Sydney, we're trying to wrap you up, stupid.
And, like,
oh, I think
I don't
I have
know.
To stand up.
It's funny. You oh, and no, but my favorite's Nightmare Before Christmas because you can watch it at Christmas and Halloween. Nice. And I watch it in the summer, too. And I watch it probably once a month because I love it. Or The Corpse Bride. Oh. What was that movie where the girl with the buttons on her eyes, Coraline... Oh, mm-mm. That is a scare. That is the.
I can't get it. What?
It's okay. We'll just hug. We'll just hug
where are who?
Forever.
Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Maybe they got... molested.
Napped.
Bro, we live in
no.
like the equivalent of a game.
I have no idea where they went.
They were here, took all our candy, and left.
I know, but I don't know. You got a shirt of Ryan's. We can get Zinnia on the case. She can
Ryan!
All right, we need
Mom,
to yell. Miss Julie, Miss Peggy's coming.
She wants to come with you.
All right.
Ryan! Whoa, that was really loud.
Ryan! Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. If you're not ready, holler I.
Oh, my God.
That's what we say when we play games. Like in the graveyard or manhunt.
Man, no, this is now
so
turning. No, no,
time.
This now this podcast is turning into a Amber Alert.
Oh my gosh! I didn't know you're still doing it.
No,
wait, do you have tea?
Yeah.
Why?
No, I can't do it over this. What if people I know listen to it? They'll be like, "Ah, oh, Maddie's a terrible person." Yes, we know I'm a terrible person already. Thank you. I'm emo. I wear. The same hat every day that says, Make America Emo Again, because the Maine made it, and it's great. Thank God my sister stopped me from buying the hat and the shirt, because I'd be wearing that every day.
Well, I mean, I'm a bit of tea. Haley already knows it, but you don't, because I literally texted Haley while I was in school.
What is
this?
What is the tea? You just give the people different names.
So I was a little PO'd because
cold, but I will take off my jacket.
I was with my friend in study hall, and they told me that they were sitting with a couple friends in the morning in the cafeteria, because that's where people sit in the morning. And
yep,
they were like,
seats, people sit.
They were like, listen, I this might make you angry and stuff. I was like, what?
Don't start off like that, because yes, that is going to make me angry.
They said that, and I was like, oh, thanks. I said, what? And they were like, well, these, like, this one guy, I forget his name, I'm not going to say it. But they were like, I forget his name. And then they said, I was like, yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. And then they were like, yeah, well, he just called you out for being gay. And I was like,
no, you're not.
I was like, he called me out
for something I'm not.
I literally said, dude, I don't think I've talked to that guy since seventh grade, and I think that was over Musical.ly.
Like, let me start off with something, Alex. Anyone who uses Musical.ly, I automatically don't like.
Musical.ly doesn't exist anymore. TikTok now.
I know. Okay, I love TikTok now because all, like, my favorite YouTubers are just, like, reenacting them, like Cody Ko.
Okay,
but... Oh, my God, I love Cody Ko.
And she's, like, posing.
Yeah.
Okay, but like I said...
Okay, yeah,
in seventh grade, when I used it, I remember how I was so cool. But,
yeah, you
and
were.
I was like, I
and
think...
And you're not anymore.
And apparently she's like, he's calling you out. I'm like, I haven't even fucking talked to him since seventh grade. He can't call me out. And then someone was like, yeah, and... you know that person that you sit with at lunch,
because
there's someone that sits at our that I like I kind of like move between lunch tables like because they're different friends and stuff.
Same.
And they're like, yeah, you know that one kid that the one that guy that's gay. I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, his sister was telling us that you asked for his number. I was like, I never asked for his number. I was so livid. Like, I freaking went and talked to them, and I was like, well, no. I didn't. I talked to a friend that I knew was friends with them because they were there. So I was in study hall, and I was like, okay, what the hell is going on?
Wait,
I was
you like, didn't, like, did you confront them directly or no?
I was sitting right next to them in study hall.
I would have came in there with my nunchucks and whirled around and be like, who's talking trash?
I literally said, I was just like, so what's going on? I hear that this guy's trying to call me out for being gay. I haven't talked to him since, I think, maybe seventh grade. And even then, it was like a one conversation about some stupid Musical.ly video, probably. So, yeah. And then who's saying that I asked for their number? I'm like, literally, I'll go talk to that kid. I never asked for his number.
Dude, if you confronted that kid, he'd be like, I didn't say that. They misunderstood.
He'd be like, I'm sorry.
Wait, is it someone that I think I know?
No.
It's not.
Okay,
it's not
okay.
Nick.
Oh, okay, well, you
okay,
just called him
now?
Out, so.
Nick is in, like, London or something.
I'm
yeah, he's
jealous.
In London right now.
Shout out, if Nick listens
if
to this, shout out to
this,
you, because I'm
like,
jealous and you travel.
Take me to London, kid.
And that you actually listen to this podcast.
Probably not, but, like, seriously, I'm very jealous of you, because I just log on to my Snapchat just to see, like, what cool things you're doing.
Anyway, Nick, wish you all the best. Have fun in your London foray.
Don't
foray,
die.
I don't know what that word is, and I'm in college. Okay.
Oh my God, look at the little baby I swallowed.
Yeah.
And then people freaking ask me if... people ask me if I'm gay because apparently I have a high voice.
Yeah, so what?
I mean, it's not that high. I mean, it's not low like a lot of guys' voices, but it's still not
because
that
you're
high.
Only a sophomore.
I'm like, I can't control that. I'm like, you can't say I'm gay because I have high voice.
That doesn't make sense.
They go,
yeah.
They also say because I like the way I dress. They're like, because you actually have fashion. I was like, thanks.
So what? Okay, so a lot of straight people have fashion.
Exactly.
Everyone
I'm
can
like,
have their own fashion.
Damn, I'm
like
y'all
what?
Can't be coming at me because I like actually look
yeah,
nice
and what's
stuff.
Wrong? Okay, and what is wrong with being gay? Like
then,
nothing.
Well, exactly.
Nothing's
I'm,
wrong.
Nothing's
with
wrong
it.
With that.
So they like, why are they doing
nothing's
that?
Nothing's wrong with it, but it also probably sucks to be called something you're not.
Yeah. Did they find the children? Where were they?
And then they were like, and then they're like, because the people I'm hanging out with.
Bro, just because you hang out with gay people.
I don't know. I don't hang out. I don't know if I hang out with gay people.
Dude, do they understand that being gay isn't contagious?
No, they're just effing retards.
Not contagious.
I thought you guys got mugged and raped.
Oh, no.
My bag's It's like, no.
If I got mugged, I wouldn't have a bag full of candy.
Would you go around and dump the bowl?
That's true.
You would have lost your virginity, too.
No.
Yikes.
If I got mugged, I wouldn't have my bag of candy.
That should have been my senior quote.
What?
That should have been my senior quote.
Do I like what?
Except mine was Rick and Morty. Huh? Why are you screaming? Yeah, Josh. Yeah, Josh is. Would
you
not.
Like Kit Kats? What are you talking about?
Holy crap, man!
Jeez. Do you have enough?
You should say hi to Zinnia. Yeah,
let me see how much. Did you get more? Wait, let me. No, let me just.
Okay.
Oh, mine's heavy. Mine's heavy.
To let everyone know, the children have been found.
People are coming down the driveway.
Oh, that looked great.
Here. Guys, watch out. We need
me. Oh.
There's people coming down.
No, they're not.
Candy, I'll take it.
They're not actually
moving.
Yeah, so you know. That's hope because I'm not.
It's right there.
Oh, okay, listen, sir. Listen, sir, we gave you half the candy. Sir, we have given you half the candy.
We've already had enough.
Let's go. Don't take my candy.
It's not you.
I'll mug you and take
I
all yours.
I can't even trick or treat anymore.
Yeah, we actually could. You know what, guys? Should we trick or treat next year and just get buttloads of candy?
Yes.
Who will? Would you trick-or-treat, Maddie,
as long
year?
As I still look 12, yes.
Maddie, you will still look 12 for the next 20 years.
Awesome.
Hi, Dory.
And I sound it, too. I'm sure people are going to listen.
No, this one, because no one goes here.
No, I'm sure.
We get so much candy.
I'm sure.
This is the best place.
I'm sure people are going to listen to this podcast and be like, who made
no,
this?
Literally no one goes
what,
here.
What's the best? Ryan, tell.
And we get
what's
so
the best place?
Dude,
what's the best? What were you saying?
Each house would be like, here, just take like 2 handfuls, like, and come back, actually,
because
no one, you know, come back.
The houses are side by side.
Yeah.
And
he goes up
for like
the
2 hours there,
and, gets
and I still didn't get as much candy from there.
Because
here there's not
as
much people making tons.
Yeah, because it's literally you're hiking a mountain.
We probably weren't even trick-or-treating for an hour. We got, like, way more than we got at Will's.
Yeah.
Hey, if any of you go to my school and you're a freshman, what's his name? Did you guys read the book? What's his name? It was like...
Did you read the
what's
book?
His name-o?
Did you guys read To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah.
That was a good book.
I love Atticus.
Uh-huh,
I strive to be Atticus.
Did you guys read the book? It was about the guy that had an autistic friend.
Yes. Of Mice and Men.
Mice and Men, yeah.
I love that book. Have you watched? Did you watch?
Really?
Yeah.
What was the guy that had problems name?
Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny dies. Lenny dies.
No, stop.
Alex,
did you guys?
Stop.
Did you?
You're
did you guys?
Literature's
did you?
Greatest
book. Okay,
it is
listen.
A good book.
Did you watch a movie too?
Yes.
After? Oh my God! When he shoots him at the end,
it's
I'm just
sad.
Like, oh my God.
Wait, Lenny and who's the other guy?
George.
George shoots Lenny in the head.
I love Lenny. Did.
Alex, you are
Lenny.
Spoiling. This is literary's greatest
okay,
work.
Okay, we had an improv class reflex, and literally my friend goes, because the freshman, my friend goes, Lenny dies. And they were literally in the middle of reading
I
it.
I shouted. Yeah,
I
how
was,
long does it take you to read that book?
Well, it's a short book.
Yeah, how long does it take you to read that book?
I think we only had it for a couple weeks.
No,
couple
I
weeks,
love...
I read it in a day.
Okay,
you
but
know,
Haley, you're like really smart. You're an AP English hun.
It's 100 pages.
I'm in college. I made it. Guys, I'm in college. Can we talk about that? I graduated.
I read the
no? All right. No one seems to care.
And then there were none?
No.
I hate that book so much.
Lord of the Flies made me want to stab myself.
You know what book I hate more than anything in the world? It's called Island of the Blue Dolphins. I don't remember who it's by, but it's a garbage book. Don't read it.
Didn't you read it in like 7th grade or something?
I read it in like 2nd grade or 3rd grade.
Oh, was it?
Anyway, it's garbage. Abalone shells. If I never hear about any abalone.
I was literally going. To say, did you read
up.
It when we were younger? Because we would always be dolphins in the pool.
Yo,
remember when we played the ocean
yes.
games?
Yes.
At the beach, and then we got sunburned, and we put. And remember when we literally told the hotel to get us bags of ice for our face? Because all oh,
what's that? That was in New Jersey.
See ya.
That was in New Jersey, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh!
It?
Now there's a car.
Who is coming out the gate?
Okay. I guess we're getting run over.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
Ooh, he got the Porsche out.
Whoa, where are you going? Where are you going?
Get Josh, probably.
Oh, get Josh. Yeah, I forgot Josh was in here. Huh.
Whipping out Man. The... I'm going to make a rap. It's called Whipping Out the
it's
Porsche,
okay.
Putting it in sport.
I'll give her a good workout.
You're going to run with her on the hill?
Zinnia.
I don't think... anyone else's trick-or-treating, so...
No, oh my god, I let go of
her. Is Zinnia gone?
No, she's right there.
Okay, good.
Remember when she projectile puked out?
Yeah, you know what happened, though? Is she, like, ate this red bone, and then I heard her in the middle of the night just going... She gets on the ground and just like burps up and throws up this whole entire leg bone.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It was so gross.
So I think it was like 2 Christmases ago.
Yeah.
We had everyone over.
And yeah.
We got you off a meaty bone.
And yeah.
And like, you should only have it because he'd get sick. But he wouldn't let us take it. So freaking Ian comes over and Ian loves Jopa. So Ian goes over to pet him and Jopa jumped at his face and like snarled. And Ian was like, ah!
Okay, what does this have to do with the bone?
I Ian right now.
Like, what's wrong in the... Okay, you can take... No, don't take my dog, please. Okay. I think this is it for the spooky ween episode. So, I'll be posting. No, I'm not going to be that person who talks about like that. But anyway, this is probably going to turn into a super emo post page, so...
Yeah.
Peace. Just kidding, not ending like that. I'm not 12, and I sound 12. So I'll sign out actually like I'm 12.
This is a preteen signing off.
Yes, Haley, this is a... My sister's like, this is a preteen signing off. Good night, and don't get eaten by werewolves, and don't be that person who starts listening to Christmas music November 1st.
They made me that.